What do you think of when you hear this?
Does the piece make you feel happy? Do you hear the consonants in it? Does it make you feel joyful? Does it act as a stress reliever? Or, on the contrary, do you feel like the music you just heard acts as a stressor? Is it frightening to you? Or is it bombarding to you? Everyone has a different opinion, as each person interprets music in a different way. This is what makes us unique. For some, music may be a treasure, and it makes them feel at peace and happy. Yet others may listen to the previous sound and feel that it is a nightmare. They may think, wow, this is extremely bombarding, disturbing, maybe even painful to them. We may hear this. Yet others, they may hear this. Now, I will examine the topic of music in relation to individuality. Seizures are triggered by many things in our world. For my purpose, I will be talking about Sylvia N's experience with musicalgenic epilepsy and how people with this condition might perceive music. Sylvia N had a seizure disorder, which came about in her early 30s. Some of these seizures which she experienced were grand mal. Others consisted of a doubling of consciousness. One day, she woke up after having a seizure, and the only thing which she could remember was, quote, listening to a favorite CD of her favorite Neapolitan songs, end of quote. Her seizures, Sylvia found, were triggered by Neapolitan music. This was hard for her, and Neapolitan music was such a joyous childhood memory. At weddings and other family occasions, this was especially hard for her, because Neapolitan music was such an important part of her family. At weddings, she said, if the band started playing, I would run out and I had half a minute or less to get away. Sylvia loved music growing up. Yet once she developed this seizure disorder in her 30s, music became frightening. And instead of a blessing and a joyous childhood memory, it acted as a curse. This helped shape Sylvia's own unique identity. While other members of her family were dancing around and listening to, Sylvia was fleeing from that sound. She wanted to find a quiet space so that hopefully she could prevent a seizure. Now music, instead of being a tormentor, can be the liberator of a person as well. Studies have shown that musical therapy is an immense help to patients suffering from Parkinson's disease. Lucas Foss, a conductor and a composer, becomes free of his Parkinson's disease once his hands touch the piano keys. As he is walking up to the piano, he rocks back and forth uncontrollably, as if he cannot control his own body. Yet, once he sits down, a magical moment happens, and he is able to play a Chopin nocturne or any other piano piece. And in those moments, it seems as if the Parkinson's disease has disappeared. Lucas Voss, if he did not have music, might just be grouped together by his disability. But through music, he is able to show us that his disability does not define him. He's able to show us that he is a unique individual with a powerful connection to music. In both scenarios, music is seen as a blessing and a curse. A blessing to Lucas Voss, and a curse to Sylvia N. This just shows us that all humans are unique and amazing individuals, because each and every one of us has a perception on what music means to them. Thank you, and please tune in next week as we explore the connection between soldiers and what music means to them.